Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Or if this is your first episode, then welcome to the podcast family. Now, today is going to be such an exciting episode. There is an announcement at the end of this episode that you do not want to miss. If you've been following me on Instagram, and I'm at victoria.maskell, I have been dropping hints about this for weeks, if not months, and all will be revealed in this episode, so do not miss that. Now, I had the absolute pleasure of interviewing Himi from Better Day Studio today, and we are going to be talking about manifestation. We are going to be talking about how she took the leap to start her business, and then the pandemic hit. So if you are currently in a 9-to-5, building a side hustle, considering starting a business, if you're a creative, this episode is really going to speak to you. We're also talking about manifestation techniques that work for both of us, some of our biggest manifestations, and Himi is going to be sharing some amazing tips about just going for it, really. I don't want to spoil her tips, but she has got three really good pieces of advice for anyone who is thinking of starting a business, thinking of going for something, manifesting anything, and I just think it's a really, really wholesome episode. I'm going to make sure to leave all the information that you might need, hint, 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 in the show notes, so make sure to check that out. But without further ado, I'm going to go into the episode and let Himi introduce herself. So I would love to welcome the beautiful Himi onto the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited for today's episode. Right, let me just throw it over to you and just say, like, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell everyone a little bit about you and what you do.
Thank you, Victoria. I'm so, so, so happy to be here. It has literally been one of my dreams to be on this podcast. So very, very exciting for me. So my name is Himi. I own a stationery company called Better Day Studio, where we sell some beautiful luxury stationery like notebooks, journals, planners. So like a lot of self-care and well-being themed stationery.
Oh, I love it. And I'm sure people on the podcast know, but I'm a little bit obsessed with stationery. I have so many notebooks, so many journals, so many things, a lot from Better Day Studio. So I can tell you they are amazing. And I know loads of people love stationery. There's something really exciting about it. So do you want to tell everyone a little bit about how Better Day Studio came about? Like, what was happening and how did you birth this brand?
Yes, absolutely. So it's a little bit of a long story, but I'm going to try and keep it as short and quick as I can. So to give you a little bit of background, I have always worked in the creative field. So I am a graphic designer by profession. And since university, I've worked at branding agencies and like advertising agencies and just, you know, within the creative field. So this is just a little bit of background about what I do. So I got married in 2016 and I designed my own wedding invitations. So I know this is still like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to connect everything eventually.
This is good. I love a good story.
Yeah. So I designed my own wedding invitations and they went down really well. We got lots of compliments and very organically, I started designing them for friends and family and you know, it sort of just sort of snowballed from there. And I kind of thought, why not pursue this as like a side hustle? So I was on one side working in the agency and doing my full-time graphic design day job. And on the side, I was running a wedding invitation stationery business. And it grew quite steadily over the years since I started. And in 2019, I decided, you know, it's the right time. I'm going to take it full time. I'm going to, you know, just like work for myself, dream job, so on. So in January, I quit my very stable, very secure job and decided to get into, you know, the full time business. And as we know, in 2019 was when COVID hit. The pandemic hit maybe a month after I quit. And instead of being followed and being very happily safe at home, I ended up having pretty much no work overnight. Like all the clients I had, all the customers I had pretty much postponed or canceled. And it was almost like overnight, everything just changed. And it was really hard. Like it was just like, it just made me feel like I was so secure and sorted with my plan, and suddenly everything was just changing. Yeah. And while at that time, this was like the worst thing happening to me, and it was so, you know, it made me so nervous and scared, it actually turned out to be, I'd say, like the biggest blessing that I've had. So like a lot of people did, I really got into the whole mindset and manifestation sort of journey. I read almost every book I could get my hands on, really immersed myself in the whole process, and just learned a lot about, you know, just how our internal world impacts our external world and all of that good stuff. And one of the big things that I was focusing on was gratitude. And I really like, you know, like I really learned a lot about the power of gratitude and how it changes our, the way we think and perceive things and blah, blah, blah. And I was like very excited about the whole thing. And I thought I'm going to get a really nice gratitude journal. And I like you, love stationery. Like I've always been, you know, like a hoarder. Like I always collected books and never really used them. All of that. Like every other stationery lover, I was very like particular. So I thought I'm going to buy this beautiful book and I'm going to do this every day and it's going to be really exciting. Yeah. And I just couldn't find exactly what I was looking for. Like every book I found either had questions that I didn't really want to answer every day, or it was something, there was always something that I didn't feel sat right with me. And then I sort of just one day, I just had this thought that, you know what, I have the skill set, I can do this myself. So should I just create my own book? And it sort of just started there. I kind of did weeks of research, designing, planning. And finally, around December of, I think, 2020, I launched this first gratitude journal, which I call the Better Day Journal. Yeah. And I only did like, I think 200 or 300 copies. And I was so nervous. And I thought, you know what, let me just try. What am I losing? I'm just going to try. And they all sold out in a month. And it was mind blowing because I was like, wow, like this is like, this is cool. Like this could work. And from there, I pretty much just designed so many products in that one year, like affirmation cards, recipe journals, planners, notebooks. And that was the beginning of Better Day Studio.
Oh my goodness. I think this is so inspiring for people because you basically had a side hustle. You were in a 9-to-5, had a side hustle, went, okay, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to do it. Yeah. And then a global pandemic hit.
Who would have known that?
And yet you absolutely turned that into, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to quote the exact words, but one of the best things that's come, you know, that could have happened. And you've made it into this hugely successful business. I think that's so inspiring because I know lots of people who listen to this are in that position where they've got a skill or they've got a passion, there's something they want to do, but there, it is really scary to leave the safety and security of a 9-to-5 job. And I just think it's so nice for you to be able to share that story where it's worked out really well and Better Day Studio is something that you love. So I'm exactly the same as you. And like anyone listening, have you ever got a new journal or a new notebook and been too scared to write on the first page because you don't want to mess it up? Like, send me a DM.
I still do it. I mean, I still do it. I have a whole studio of books and I still hoard them. And I'm like, I'm going to use it when it's the right time.
And,
when is the right time?
Exactly. There's got to be the right pen. Like, I call it a globby pen is the most upsetting thing. When you go to write and the ink, like,
I know what you mean.
No.
You need a good pen. And thankfully, all our paper is really good paper. So it doesn't really, even the globby pens usually don't really mess it up.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
That's
okay. That's good to know for any stationery lovers out there. Okay, yeah. So there's this amazing Better Day Studio. It's born out of your skill set and you taking the leap and you going, right, mm-hmm. I really want to do this. So what would you say is the ethos behind Better Day Studio? What's the thought behind it?
So it was quite simple, I think, from the beginning, just as the name says, it was about making our customers' day just a little bit better. Yes. So while I was on this whole journey of, you know, realization and mindset work, I came across this one very specific bit of advice that said, if you're feeling low or you're feeling anxious or down or, you know, anything, you're not feeling like yourself, just proactively do one thing to make yourself feel 1% better. Yeah. So the whole idea is to try to bring moments into, you know, like anyone who uses our products' lives, just to make it a little bit better. Like, so whether that's saying your affirmations or that's writing down a family recipe that means a lot to you, or, you know, planning your day, even something as simple as just planning what you're going to do tomorrow. I think it just makes you feel better. And I think that's just the whole foundation of the brand, is to just create these moments of calm between all the chaos, which is what most of our lives are about.
Yeah, I love that, because you're right, like, life is busy and often we end up at the bottom of the priority list. And I think it's in the James Clear book, the Atomic Habits book, he was talking about, I'm going to butcher the example, but basically one, I think it was the British cycling team, and how they were trying to, you probably know the thing. They were trying to succeed, and then this new person came in and said, right, we're not going to work on all this big stuff, we're going to work on the tiny little details, we're going to look at the fabric of the things you're wearing, we're going to look at, and people were like, really? But that's such a tiny part. And he was like, no, it makes such a difference. And I feel like that's what you're sort of saying with the ethos of Better Day.
Absolutely.
Like, even something that
and might... it's so funny. Yeah. And it's so funny that you mentioned that example, because that is actually my husband's, one of his favorite examples. Like, he always goes back to this example that it's all about making the sum slightly better, like the parts, sorry, not the sum, the parts slightly better, so that the sum becomes better. Yeah. So.
But it is true.
That is absolutely what it's about. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when you go, when you have a really nice piece of stationery, like a notebook, and you hold it and you have this beautiful pen, or you do some journaling or some affirmations in the morning, it might only be 1 or 10 minutes of your day, but it can have such a positive impact. I know you love mindset and manifestation as much as I do. So I know you're
really,
kind
really
of...
do.
Like, we love it. We could talk all day.
All day.
So maybe this is linked to your business, maybe this isn't, but like, what would you say is the best thing you've ever manifested?
Ooh, that's a, I love that question, because it, I don't think it would be one thing. So it's a really funny one, but I actually think it's just how my life is right now. So the way I've sort of, it's very intentional, like the fact that I have this freedom when it comes to my business, the fact that I've got, you know, so much flexibility, the home I live in, the relationships I have, I think all of it is sort of been things that I have wanted at one point, and it's all just come together. So I'd say that my life, I think, at the moment, the way it is my best manifestation. Because, you know, I've always, like, all through, especially from a business perspective, all through my, like, all the jobs I had before Better Day Studio, I always, like, the longest I could stick in a job was a year. And all my friends, my family, they'd all be like, it was like this running joke that, oh, you know, Himi never sticks around anywhere. And there was always something that it just never worked for me. I don't know if it was because I just like working for myself. I don't like to be told what to do. There's always something that I didn't like. And I think the fact that I'm living this life where I get to have this freedom and I get to decide that I don't want to work today, or I want to work for the next 7 days. You know, it's just that freedom, I think, is the greatest manifestation that I've managed to intentionally do. I mean, there's loads that I've unintentionally manifested, but this is probably the best intentional one.
And I feel like that question, like, if someone said to me, what's the best thing you've ever manifested? It's a really hard thing, because part of me would say something like, oh, it's all the random little things. So
exactly.
It's the little things where you go, no, oh my gosh, I was just thinking that. No, what? And you think, God, that, how could that happen? That's such a coincidence. Then you're like, no, it's manifestation. part of me thinks that, and then the other part would say almost exactly the same as you, how I can imagine being maybe, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years old, sat there thinking, one day I want a diary and I want to book appointments in and I want to work from home. Yeah. I want to do this. and you're, you know, when you're 8, 9, 10, you're like, oh, okay, great. But I have to pinch myself sometimes and think, that's exactly what I do. I choose my hours. I book people. I book appointments into my calendar. I get to choose the days where I'm going for afternoon tea with my mum and dad, or the days where I'm going to work till late because I'm so in a passion project.
Exactly.
That it's like, do you ever get in that headspace when you're designing and creating new things where you're just so in flow that time almost, like, you don't notice it?
Oh, definitely. In fact, I know we're going to talk about this later, but one of the projects that I worked on, which we'll tell you about later, that me and Victoria have worked on together. But that, I think most recently, that was one of them where I just got into the flow. And I think for almost 2 weeks, I didn't even care about what else was going on. I was just having such a great time. And I was so in the flow of just creating this incredible piece of work that it just takes over your life. It doesn't feel like work. I think that's what I'd probably say, and I think it's something we've discussed before, that it almost feels like it's just something I'm doing because I enjoy it. It doesn't feel like work anymore, and I think that is that's the greatest thing when your job, you enjoy it that much that it just doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like I need to make myself do anything.
No, and I couldn't agree more. And I think when people think about, like, oh, what do they want to manifest? They might say, oh, clients, product sales, a new job, this or that. Absolutely. But ultimately, I think a lot of it comes down to a feeling of freedom, a feeling of control, a feeling of happiness. Mm. And I feel so grateful that I get to do, I don't even call it a job. Yeah. I get to do stuff every day that I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I want to create this. Oh my gosh, someone's bought this.
Exactly.
Oh, I can't wait for the session. Like, before we're recording this episode, I was working with a client and doing some hypnosis. I love hypnosis. Mm. I think, like, there are so many amazing tools out there. And I just think, the ability to do something you love is such an exciting and such a privileged place to be, because I know there are probably people listening to this who are in the position maybe you were before, where you're like, I really want to do it, but I'm a bit scared, and what if it doesn't work out, and what if I lose that safety and security? And I guess you're sat here today going, it's amazing, and yes, there are ups and downs, but oh my goodness, running my day and doing passion projects is just so worth it. Absolutely.
Okay. I think maybe, like, a few years ago, if I thought about what I'd want to manifest, it would be, as you said, like, it would be like, oh, luxury bags or like that amazing fancy holiday. But I think what it comes down to is just the everyday things that make the most impact.
Yeah, because ultimately you can manifest anything. You literally can create anything you like, but it's about understanding the feeling behind what you want. There's nothing wrong with designer bags. They're amazing. But it's the feeling, it's the touching it, it's the smelling the leather, it's the wearing it with an outfit, feeling put together. It's the feeling. And I just think, you've obviously been able to create that in your business. So that's amazing. Okay, so we're talking about mindset. We're talking about manifestation. Lots of people ask me, like, okay, what do I do daily? What should I be doing to manifest? So let me ask you, like, what does your daily routine, or what does your mindset routine look like if you have one?
Okay, so from working with you, I've realized that I have a very nomadic personality. And I mean, for those who probably don't, who haven't heard, there's one specific episode that I think Victoria has spoken about personality types. I'm not sure which one it is, but because my personality is sort of nomadic, I don't tend to stick to one routine every single day. So I kind of just go with what I feel like. And I think when I started my journey, I was very specific about what I did. So I did the, you know, journaling, and I did the gratitude, and I did everything in a very prescribed way. But now that I've reached a point where it's become sort of infused in my everyday, I'm a little bit more pick and choose based on what I feel like. So it's usually a mix of journaling, which I would do if I feel like I'm struggling with something, or, you know, something comes up for me, like even if it's something as little as criticizing someone mentally for something that they're doing. I usually notice that, okay, what is that saying about me? Like, what am I feeling that I'm you know, criticizing them. So I usually would journal. I do my gratitude journaling, and I do use my own product, which is the Better Day Journal. So I do a bit of that, and I'd say meditation and self-care. But I think the two things that I do every single day without fail is I say some affirmations, which I usually do through the day, in the morning, before bed. And another thing that I've been doing is just saying thank you. So I say thank you, like in my mind, just before I sleep and just when I wake up. So it'll just be like, sort of like, thank you for today. Thank you for, you know, giving me the chance to have another day. Just, you know, just sort of thanking the universe for letting me be here. I think so. It's just those two things that I do every day, and everything else is just like a mixed bag of what I'm in the mood for.
Yeah. And obviously Himi was just touching on there about this idea of being quite nomadic, being the nomad.
Yeah.
So I actually don't know off the top of my head the number of the episode, but part of my coaching, because Himi and I have been working together, is around warriors, settlers, nomads. And it's the idea that we all have a warrior, a settler, and a nomad part, and that the inner and outer parts can sometimes be in conflict. So one of the things I do is help people to understand what their dominant parts are, how to use them, how to draw on the other skills. And yeah, as a fellow fairly strong nomad as well, exactly like you, I don't necessarily want to do exactly the same thing every day when it comes to mindset and manifestation stuff. I like it to be fun. I like it to be exciting. But at the same time, the warrior part of me sometimes says, oh, and that's warrior with an A. I think sometimes it sounds like warrior, as in like I'm worrying. Yeah. So just clarify that warrior, as in like grr, part of me is sometimes like, but Victoria, you should have structure. If we're doing it right, then we're manifesting right. And I think one of the biggest things I've realized over the years with manifestation is I need to let go of that you have to do it right, because right is different for every single person. The way you've just described your day works so well for you, and I know there's been loads of mindset shifts which we'll kind of come on to. Someone else might really want the structure. They might want specifics. I almost think this might be another podcast episode. I almost think I could do an episode. It's like how to manifest if you're a dominant warrior, how to manifest if you're a dominant nomad, and what about if you're a dominant settler? Because we're all going to approach things differently. So like, you've obviously been on a big journey with mindset and manifestation through building your own business, all of the kind of mindset things that come with that. But how would you say either mindset or manifestation or journaling, how would you say it's changed your life, or how is it, where have you seen it help things for you?
So, I mean, this change is so like big that I think in every aspect of my life, I think the person I was pre-pandemic and the person I am now is so different just in terms of how I feel about myself and everything around me. But if I had to say that the biggest shift is just how I deal with challenges. So yeah. I think back in the day, if something went wrong, like whether it was something work-related or something with my husband or with a friend, I'd always in some way revert to being a bit of a victim. Like I'd think, oh, why is this happening to me? And why am, you know, like I'd be complaining or shifting the blame onto something else. And I think what the biggest change is how I perceive anything that happens, whether it's something that I can't control or I can control. I think my perception of it has completely changed. So now I think I look at a problem and I'll try and think of what can I do to change things? And if I can't do anything, I'll try to reframe it so I can learn something from it. And I think that has been so game changing for me, because now when something happens, I don't automatically, you know, start complaining and bitching. And sorry, I'm sorry, I'm using bad language.
That one's absolutely fine. Don't worry.
But, so I've stopped doing that, and I've started really looking at the silver linings in any situation. And I know there have been so many that we worked through on together, like really big ones where, you know, like, for example, I'll just give you an example. There was this one situation that I discussed with you a few weeks ago, that we basically had this order and there was a mistake in it and we had to reprint the whole thing. And it was quite a large, expensive order. And I think, and at that moment, I completely panicked. Like it was like, I felt like that nervousness, my stomach was hurting. I felt, you know, really anxious. And I think like usually I would have let that energy continue for a few days. I would have asked everyone I knew what they thought about the situation and, you know, got everyone to complain with me. Yeah. But instead, I just The first thing I did was made a list of everything I could learn from it. And then I think we sort of unpacked the whole thing. And, I think by the time we had our session, I was a bit calmer about it. But it, like, I think the fact that that was my first sort of, the first thing I did in the first 1 hour was call my mom, complain about it, and then make a list. I mean, I still had to complain, but it was very brief compared to what I would usually do. So I think it's just that one example just makes me feel like, It's only because I have spent so long working on myself and on the mindset that I am able to deal with things the way I do now.
Yeah. And I think as a business owner as well, like we can't pretend that everything will always go perfectly because not everything is within our control. And I remember that session and I hope I said at the time, because I remember thinking, Himi, this is so great. I know this is a problem, but the fact that you're bringing me solutions and you're telling me positive things that are going to come out from it, yes, I know you're feeling some emotions still, but like you'd already done so much. And that is testament to exactly as you said, the mindset work you do, the resilience. Like when we talk about manifestation, I think a lot of it is, I want to manifest this thing, I want to manifest this positivity. But I think part of the journey is building things into your mindset so that you stay in alignment. And you, exactly, that's a great example of what you were doing. You were allowed to feel the feelings. Oh my gosh, like I would be the exact same. My first number, I'm like, Mom, I need to tell you something. This has happened. She's like, okay. Mm-hmm. She listens to me. And then I go, so this is what I'm going to do about it. And this is actually going to be really good because, and she's like, okay, you've just coached yourself around that. I'm like,
I did the same thing.
I think it's so important that we're allowed to feel feelings. Like mindset and manifestation is not about toxic positivity. It's not about like, oh my God, I'm never allowed to feel negative. I'm never allowed to feel sad. It's like, okay, I'm feeling this way. And I think you said it really nicely earlier. It's like, what's this triggering in me? Why am I feeling like this? Like, I think you gave the example of someone else making you feel a certain way. It's so powerful to be like, okay, how am I playing a role in this? Where can I look at my feelings or my boundaries or my something else to be able to build this, I'll use that word again, resilience. Because if you think about manifestation, all the mindset work we're trying to do, we're trying to stay in a high vibe state. We're trying to stay positive. We're trying to be in alignment with the thing we want to manifest. Life happens, especially in business. Things don't necessarily go the way you want, and often there's an even better outcome. But if you focus and hyperfixate on like, this is awful, why is this happening to me, you'll never see the positive around it. And I love that example because I do remember you bringing it to a session. I was like, you're doing so well with this. Like my role was a little bit of unpacking, but you'd brought everything to the table. So that's awesome.
I especially really resonate with the whole toxic positivity thing, because I think when most people are starting on their journey, like there's this whole like good vibes only sort of feeling that people tend to think they need to keep in mind. And I think that's not always practical because we're all human. Like we're not going to be able to be good vibe only all the time. Like you're going to have crappy days and you're going to have situations that you don't feel good about. But I think even acknowledging that is such a big part of moving into the positive space, that okay, you let it go, you acknowledge it, and then you can, you know, move on and get back into your higher vibration zone.
And I feel like as well, there's that law of polarity, because obviously the law of attraction is just one of the laws. There's 12 laws of the universe. If we didn't have the negative, we wouldn't understand the positive. And that's not to say that I wish negative things on anyone, but it's like, I don't know, depending on where people are listening to this in the world and depending on the time of year, like in the UK right now, we're in that kind of cusp of lighter days. And it just, so many of my clients have said, oh, it's making me feel so much better. I'm getting so much more done. I'm feeling more productive. And it's like, we only really realize that because we've had the darker days and the darker nights. If those seasons didn't exist, we wouldn't have that same feeling of, like the other day, I went to the gym for a 6 o'clock class and I was just chatting to some of the ladies beforehand. And I was like, wasn't it amazing that we could drive in semi-daylight? Wasn't it amazing? And they were like, yeah, I know, isn't it? Something so simple as that gives us that contrast. Whereas if every single time we could do that, we wouldn't notice it in the same way. So I think there's a benefit of the negativity, and I think we're allowed, I would never want anyone to listen to this podcast and think you're not allowed to feel a negative emotion. Of course you are, you're human. I want people to listen to this and go, okay, there's always something I can do about it. I can change something, reframe something. There's hope, there's possibility, and that people can then take positivity from that. So Right, get
Yeah,
off my soapbox.
absolutely.
Now, this
Yeah,
is a
yeah.
hard question because I'm going to make you choose here. If you had to
Oh.
choose, I know, this is mean, isn't it? If I had to say, right, you've got to choose one of the products you've created. These are like your little babies, I know, because this is the design
They really
process. But
are.
if you had to choose a favorite, even if you could say, like, well, just today's favorite, and it could change, like, what is the favorite product you have from Better Day Studio and why?
Okay, so I'd say currently my favorite is what we're about to talk about. I definitely think that is my favorite because I think it's been a long time coming and it's only really manifested now. So that's my current favorite, but I'd say my forever favorite, but I think will always be my Better Day Journal because I think it was the first one and I don't think I worked that hard or that long on any other product. Like everything else has felt like it fell into place easier. But with this one, I think because it was the first one, I did so much more research. I did so much more, there were so many drafts. I like had my best friend look it over and, like, do you think it works? And would you use it? And I think so that I always have a soft spot for that one. But I'd say I love all my babies equally. But I have to have one favorite, it would be that one. And the Better Day Journal and the one we're going to discuss is my current obsession. Like I am in love with it. So
No,
I'd
and
say this one.
I'm so
It's
excited
also
to
so
talk about it.
different.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
like
me too. And it's all, yeah.
we've been dropping
Like
hints
I
on
think
our social
also
media, and we've been dropping hints. I mean,
we
I
have.
dropped a hint or two in this podcast. People may not have heard of it, but I did wink at Himi as we were like, as I said it.
I know, I
But
know. I was, yeah.
you noticed. Yeah, I know
Yes, I did. I
it
did. I
is
did.
hard to choose like just one product, but I think, like, as a creative person, like, you put your heart and soul into these products. They matter to you. And one thing I just wanted to touch on before we go into what we want to tell you, because I know people are like, come on, Victoria, just get on with it. Like, I think if you're a creative person or you have a skill or you want to start a business or a side hustle, sometimes I've had conversations with people where they're like, oh, I don't know if people will buy this because, and they feel like, well, it was easy for me. I could create it, or I can do this. Or if you're an artist or if you're a musician, it's like, well, of course I can do that. And I think we have to remember that not everyone has our skill set. And what
Yeah.
might seem easy to one person is like, oh my goodness, there's no way I could do that. That's why I want to buy that. I want to get it from someone else because I don't have that skill set. And that's kind of how I mean, I'm segueing in here. That's kind of how I personally felt about the
And me
collaboration we're
too.
about to talk
And you know
about.
I did as well. Like I think for me, the whole imposter syndrome was one of the things we worked on as well, that I was like, oh, but it's so easy for me. Like, am I allowed to succeed and be really, take this business really far because it's easy and I think it's fun and it's simple. But you're right, like you said, like if it was you and me talking, I think your skill set is something I'd never be able to master. And for you, my skill set is something you don't think you can master. So, it's just, I think it's all perspective when it comes to how we feel about our own skills.
Absolutely. And so that leads us nicely on to, right, if you don't mind, I'll just
Yay.
say a little bit of my side, because obviously I can't speak to your side, but I, for the last, oh, what are we in now? We're obviously in 2023. I mean, probably for 2 years, I've really wanted to create something. And what was holding me back was I was lacking a skill set. And I wanted to create something that was really premium, really, I've said on this podcast that I love stationery. I love the way stationery feels. I love the paper. I love the. And I just sort of was missing something. And then obviously we were working together and I had this idea and I thought, I don't want to mention it to her though, because she might not want to do that and that might put her in an awkward position, but wouldn't it be amazing if? And then one day we were just having a conversation, weren't we? Were we talking on a call? Or, and this, I kind of want to hand this over to you now. But so from my point of view, I'd had an idea, I had a vision, I saw what I wanted, but I was missing a piece. I didn't have the skill set to make this happen. And then we had a conversation, and from my point of view, I felt like you were in a similar headspace. Do you want to tell
Yes.
your side of it? And then we'll actually tell people what we're talking
So
about.
I'd say for me, it was literally like the other side of the coin. Exactly how you felt was how I felt. Like it was something it's very close to my heart. So it's been something that I have wanted to do for very long. But the topic that this product is about is not something that I have like a expertise in. So I didn't feel right creating something that I couldn't back up with genuine knowledge.
Yeah.
So that was my side of it. I think we should just put everyone out of their misery and just...
Okay, guys, sorry. We're being so annoying, aren't we? Right. We have created the Manifest Anything Journal, and it is our... it's our baby. Woo! Okay. Woo! This episode goes out. It is available. You are absolutely going to love it. And it is... born from both of our loves, I think. So obviously Himi is an incredible designer. She has an eye for fonts and structure, and you just have put together, I think, the most beautiful manifestation journal that's just so unlike any other journal that's out there. I think both of us were looking for something like this in the marketplace and we couldn't find it.
Yep.
Couldn't find exactly the thing we wanted. So we just basically had this conversation. It turned out that both of us had wanted to do this without realizing that the other wanted to do it. And it just seemed like the perfect manifestation. The universe was like, here you both go. Because obviously I felt like I couldn't design this. I couldn't create this in the way I wanted it to. I had no ideas about the design, the structure, the printing, the... And obviously, Himi, that's exactly what is your zone of genius. So...
Exactly. And I think it was the perfect sort of blend, because from my perspective, since I started this whole journey in like 3 years ago, I've always looked for the right product, and I even bought a few, and it just didn't feel like it was done in the way that I had in mind. And I think your structure and the way you've planned the whole book, it's just incredible. Like, it is such an incredible, masterful piece. Like, it's I don't know whether I should go into the sections and what all it includes, but it's
go
just
for it.
And it's just fantastic.
Before I let you go into the sections, I just want to say that obviously Himi and I have been working on this for some time, and every time Himi would send me some of the design pages, I was just in absolute awe, because I love it so much. And I just think you are so skilled and so talented, and it's just so lovely to see someone's creativity come out. And every time you were like, what do you think about this? I'm sure my responses were always like, amazing, I love it, it's wonderful, it's perfect.
They really were.
I have no
revision. It was not very helpful, because there was no constructive feedback. It was just like, I love it all. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to critique myself here.
Yeah. And sometimes when we were looking at like cover designs and things, I was like, but I love them both. No, actually, I do remember saying,
you did have that was the only
take
option.
Away that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the only time you gave me feedback, when you were like, I prefer this one, and maybe we need to pull it back at this over here. Right? And that was the only, but I was so pleased, because I was like, wow, Victoria is finally giving me some genuine feedback about the design.
Everything I saw, I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I wanted it. That's how I saw it. I had no way of putting that onto paper, but it was just awesome. Right. Now let's just talk about who this is for, why this is different to other manifestation journals that are out there. Because like you, I did loads of research. I bought loads, and there just wasn't quite what I was looking for. I think I had this vision of, I want someone to pick it up and go, oh, I love it. I want someone to touch the cover and be like, this is really exciting. This is a great part of my day. But I didn't just want it to be blank. I wanted there to be structure, but I didn't obviously want it to be like a complete course, but I wanted people to have that flexibility. So let's talk about it. Let's over to you, because obviously as the designer.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about the design aspects, and then Victoria, you can talk about the sort of like the way it's been structured, because I think that was all you, and I'm not going to take any credit for that. So in terms of the design and the finish, it's a very, like, the one thing we agreed on from the start was that we wanted it to be high luxury. So it's in two colors. We have a black and like a blush pink. So it sort of caters to whatever sort of manifestation you want to manifest. It's made using a vegan leatherette cover, so it's very sturdy and stable, so it's not going to get like scuffed or marked easily at all. It's got this beautiful constellation design on the cover, which is gold foiled, and it's really just, it's just so magical and dreamy. I think it's exactly what we would like when we say the word manifestation. I think that's what I imagine now is the cover of this book. And we have some really great design details in it. Like, we have printed end pages. So it's basically when you open the book, the inner page. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe that's something I really love, but it might not
be. Oh, I love that too.
Okay,
I agree.
Great. Okay, so it's not just me. Okay, so we have this beautiful printed end page. We have lovely 100 GSM FSC certified responsible forestry paper. And it's made right here in the UK. And we have two bookmarks, which we discussed quite in detail because of the way it's sectioned, we really think that this adds to it. So these are like the design finishes that we've kept in mind. And the whole idea was that when you pick up the book, it should feel aspirational because it's about manifesting your dream life. And using the book, you can manifest anything. So that's why, I mean, it's also called Manifest Anything, because you can manifest anything. And it's just about that feeling that of feeling like you already are living your dream life. So I think we've put in so much thought and effort into creating something that we think is really beautiful and really luxurious. And so that's the whole design bit. And over to Victoria for like the sections, which are fabulous.
So well said, Himi. And you're right. I think we would use this, and that's the point. Like, we didn't want to just create a journal. We wanted to create something that we would use and that every day we would be like, oh yeah, I want to actually action stuff. So I've actually just got it in front of me so that I get it in the right order. But the first half of it is almost like, I think it's almost like a mini manifestation course. There are basically six sections that talk you through manifestation. So we're talking about like, what do you desire? What are your intentions? Talking about inspired action, talking about all of the things that you need to do, the sort of ask, believe, receive, but in really clear, structured ways. So if you're brand new to manifestation, you're like, I don't even know where to start. Don't worry, this Manifest Anything journal has got you. It will just take you through step by step. Now,
I'm going to jump in for one little fact. So even in this beginning part, Victoria's designed it in a way that it's still interactive. It's not just like a book. It's still got bits that you have to fill in. It's got things that you need to introspect on and, you know, like sort of dig deeper and come back to. So it's not just like a book. It's really interactive at the same time.
Yeah, oh, so well said, Himi. This is
what I just wanted to give that credit and just, I just wanted to make sure they know that it's...
Yeah, that's true. It's not just read this. It's I'm walking you through it. I'm talking you through each step sequentially. You don't have to do it sequentially, but it's kind of designed in that way. If you are an absolute manifesting pro, don't think, though, that you'll be like, oh, I'll know it. There's always stuff for us to do. And every time you come to manifestation, you hear it in a different way. You take new things from it. So, and I find that, I don't know if you do, like even if I reread the same book, I take different things from it.
Something new from it. And even I learned, like when I was working through the content, I learned so many things. And I've been doing this for 3 years now. And I mean, I'm sure there are people out there who've been doing it for many, many years, but even I wouldn't consider myself a newbie. And I still felt like there was so much great information, and it just, I think it's even the way it's delivered, it can sometimes just hit differently and you just learn something or you have a breakthrough that you didn't think you needed. And it's just great.
The next section then, I found that, and I found this personally and I see this in my clients, there's that question of, what do I do every day? I want to stay in that good mindset. I want to stay high vibe. I really want to achieve my goals, but not knowing sort of what that looks like every day. Well, we've created a daily ritual section. So the point of this bit is that you can actually know what to do every day. We've got great questions in there about your feelings, how your day's gone, what went well, what could have gone better. So if you're the kind of person that likes a bit of a planner section, likes to really reflect on your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions, the daily ritual section is in there and it's great for diving into it. It's undated, so you can do it whenever you want to. I really like this because this keeps my mindset in check and it helps me to go, do you know what? What was the best bit about my day? Or what was the intention? Or how do I want to feel today? And is it called metacognition, where you think about thinking? I'm going to say it is. We're going to say yes, it's metacognition. It's so important because, you know, you gave that example earlier, Himi, of like noticing when something, quote unquote, went wrong and dealing with it. That's because you're so good at this. You look at your thoughts, you analyze them. And I think that part of the journal will really help people to do that.
Yeah,
I'm going to pause because I feel like you might want to add something in.
I do. And I'm glad you're going to. I was going to put my hand up. I have a point to add. So another thing I love about this is it's the section that is about journaling. It lasts 4 months. And each month we've switched up the questions a little bit. So it's still really interesting and it doesn't get samey at all. And we have like weekly check-ins, so you can write how your week went. And at the end of every month, we have a monthly check-in. And we also have different journal questions for each month that you could reflect on and journal on. So I think this whole section about the journaling is so packed with really interesting features that I think even doing it all in one go would be a great way to, you know, have 4 months of manifestation. But even if you wanted to do them a little bit more sporadically, I still think it's really valuable to get into this.
And imagine where you could be in 4 months' time. No matter who, where you are right now, if you're listening to this, think about your money story, your business, think about your self-confidence, imposter syndrome. Imagine how that could massively shift and change in 4 months. Imagine what life could look like. Imagine what your money story could change into if you could rewire it, if you were really focusing on the tools and techniques in this Manifest Anything journal. Just for a second, feel free to pause the podcast and be like, what could things be like in 4 months from now? How good could things be? And that's what this journal is just helping you move towards. The next section is the tools section. Again, I wanted something where people could go, I want to do something today. I want to do something around manifestation, but I don't know what to do. Well, then here comes the tools section. You can dip into this. You could do something every day. You could do something once a month. There's no rules other than there is something in here for everyone. We've got some water manifestation stuff. We've got some scripting. We've got some 369 method. Don't worry if you've never heard of any of these. I've broken it down so it's really easy and you can literally just do step by step. The point of this again is sometimes you're feeling a bit low vibe and you want something to lift you. You want something to get you focused back on your goals into that positive headspace. That is why the tools section is there. And I think they're really fun. I don't know if I'm just...
They are really fun.
They are really fun.
No, they really are. And they're really, really fun. And I think another great part is it's not something you need to only do once. Like you could always go back to it. It's like something you can add to your permanent manifestation life toolkit. And you can just go back to them every time you feel you need something. So it's just even the fact that this is available to learn from is so great.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Two more sections. We've added a glossary because I think sometimes you come across words when it's in like law of attraction manifestation. You're like, what does that actually mean? Like you may have heard me talk about things like surrender or trust or alignment or vibration. And sometimes it's like, I don't really get what that is. Don't worry. The Manifest Anything Journal has got you covered. Flick to the glossary. You'll find your answers. You'll be like, oh, I completely get it now. And then finally, as a little bonus, we have created some digital resources. I'm going to hand over to Himi first so she can talk about her side, and then I'll tell you what my digital resources are.
Yeah, so we wanted something that could sort of, that, you know, adds extra like benefit, and it could be used outside of the journal as well. So I have printables that we've added on. So these are like just A4 size papers that you could just print. Papers, I mean, they're not papers. A4 resources that you could print. So yes. One of them is all these lovely like quotes and affirmations and just things that you could either pin to like a, you know, pin in your space or add to your, you know, vision board or just use around you to give you some extra inspiration. And the second one are vision board cues. So they're essentially really nice words and things that you could print out and just cut out and add to your vision board just to make it look really professional and pretty. So I think, I mean, not professional, but just pretty, very pretty.
Yeah. So it makes it easy for you. And that's another thing. Yeah. We've actually included how to use and create vision boards and do visualization in this journal. Like I hope as you're listening to this, you're thinking, oh my God, this is like jam packed, because it really is. This is a kind of one-stop shop for everything manifestation related. And what I've added to the digital resources is, if you love listening to meditations, if you're really auditory, you love listening to that, you're into meditation as part of your daily routine, then I've got you, because I've created a daily manifestation audio. This is a short audio that is power packed. So it's about getting you into that headspace of your day is full of possibilities. It helps you set an intention. So it's perfect to listen to first thing in the morning. If that doesn't work for you in your routine, that's fine. You can absolutely put it in at other points in the day. You could even listen to it the night before and actually prime your subconscious mind for how you want the next day to look. But the point is, it goes with the journal. You can listen to it. Obviously, I would just say don't listen to it when you're in the car or driving or anything like that, because I'm going to ask you to close your eyes in the audio. But it's just another way of showing your subconscious mind that you're on that manifestation train, that you're into that headspace, that you're being really intentional and allowing you to, I'm going to say it again, manifest anything. Because this journal isn't just if you want to manifest clients or a business or money or whatever. You can use it for anything. And when, funnily enough, when the cover samples came, I was having coffee with my mum, because that's what we do. And I took her, so we have the beautiful pink and the black. And I was like, mum, I've got a problem. And she was like, Victoria, what's the problem? Talk to me. And I was like, I wouldn't know which colour to choose. I'd want both. And she was like, show me. And she looked at them and she was like, oh, I want the pink. And then I showed her the black and she went, oh no, I want the black. Oh no. And it might be that you have both and you want the pink one for, I don't know, home life, personal life, passion products, projects. And then you want the black one for more business or career orientated or money orientated. Like, there are just no rules with it, are there?
No, there really aren't. And I think they're both, I think it, there's something that I think anyone could like anyone. Like, I mean, like, I think they're both so pretty. So I want both as well.
Yeah, I know.
They're both really great.
Now, before we carry on with, I've got some really good questions to ask you for, like, some advice for anyone who is wanting to start a project, wanting to do a collab, anything like that. Where can people find out and grab their own copy of the Manifest Anything Journal? Sorry, can't even speak today.
So I think the best place to go is our website, which is betterdaystudio.co.uk. So that's where you can find the journal and all of our other products. So if there's anything else that works along with the journal, I would say definitely buy the journal, because it's just so amazing that, I mean, that's that, you can't miss it. But if there's anything else that you'd like to add with it, like, we have beautiful notebooks that you could use for journaling, we have the gratitude journal, we have affirmation cards, so we have beautiful products that would help anyone on their journey, no matter what your journey is. I think it would, they're all really relevant. So amazing. I'd say the website is the best place to start.
And as a special little gift, we are going to add in the show notes a little promo code that gets you a discount as the podcast listener. So thank you for being part of the podcast family. I will make sure to leave all of that information in the show notes. But Himi, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So what is one piece of advice you would give to someone who is either maybe in that position that you're in, they want to start a business, they want to go forward with their side hustle, or maybe they even just want to get into mindset and manifestation? Like, what is one piece of advice that you would give to people listening, or two, if you can't narrow it down to one?
Oh, this is really difficult. I've never been asked to give advice, but I'm very happy to try my best to do it. I'd say my top advice would be, if you don't try, you're never going to know if it's going to work or not. And I think that is probably the one thing that stops most people from doing something, is that they're just afraid of failure and, like, of what wouldn't work. But I think if you don't try, you're never going to know one way or the other. It could be the best thing that's happened to you.
Yeah.
And I'd say the second bit of advice is, I didn't even think I had one. Now I have to. The second bit of advice is, and this one's more manifestation related, but I'd say is, don't be stuck on the how you're going to get somewhere. Because for me, I think, going back to the one of the beginning questions was about how Better Day started. So I'd say, like, when I started the whole trying to start my own business, it was about the wedding invitations. And I didn't even think I'd get to where I did. Like, this is completely not what I started off trying to do. And I think because I sort of let go of that, and I was willing to get onto this train, I think that really helped, just to pivot without holding on to what I originally thought was my path to success. So I think that's just a good lesson for me in terms of manifestation, because, you know, like, as we said, like, that warrior part of me always wants to control the outcome and always wants to control how I'm going to get there. So I think it's sometimes really helpful just to let go of how and just focus on what you want, which is the feeling, and not really the physical what it's going to be.
Because sometimes it can be even better than we imagined. Like, as you said, you didn't necessarily imagine that you're going to have this beautiful business with all of these products, recipe journals, Manifest Anything Journal, collaborations.
Yeah.
Like, being, did you imagine that you'd be on a podcast when you first started your
You know, actually, I have a little bit of fun story about the podcast. So in 2020, when I was, you know, when I was getting into the whole manifestation thing, I was like, oh, I should listen to podcasts. And, you know, this seems like a really good way to take information in while I'm doing other things. And I was like looking for manifestation and positivity podcasts. And I came across yours, and I think I pretty much binged it in like, like a month. I must have listened to every episode twice. And I remember thinking then that wouldn't it be so amazing if I could be a guest on the podcast. And, you know, I think, I mean, that's probably one of the best things I've manifested. It's been such a dream. I mean, even working with you, I remember thinking, oh, I'd love to work with her one day. And I always thought it would be this very unattainable thing. I don't know why. Like, it felt like because you were this voice. I remember even telling you the first time I spoke that, I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity. I've been listening to your podcast and now I'm talking to you on the phone. And I think even just the fact that I was working with you, it's all been, I think, things that I had wanted all those years ago. And now it's actually happened. So,
oh, I'm so happy. And now, you know, I'm just very normal and very
boring. You really are very normal. No, you're not boring at all. But you are very approachable and normal. And I would say another tip is,
yep,
I would say if anyone is thinking of working with Victoria, please do it, because she has been so instrumental in getting me to where I am now. And it's just, I think, just the way she deals with every session and the amount of effort she puts into it, I would like highly 10 out of 10 recommend to anyone.
Thank you so much.
I mean, this has been a big part of my getting where I am. And I know it's going to be a big part of where I will get to eventually. So I just want to say thank you. And you've just been amazing.
Oh, Hayley, that's really good. I really appreciate you saying that, because I think it really helps other people to understand what it would be like and to actually hear from you. Thank you so much for coming on and actually sharing your journey, because I really think there will be people listening who are feeling those same feelings. And I love that tip where you said, if you don't try, you're never going to know. And it's so true, isn't it? Like, test something, try something. If it doesn't feel good, that's okay. You can try something else. But if you don't take that first baby step, how are you going to know? How are you going to manifest?
And what's the worst that'll happen? You won't succeed. So what? I think it's more the feeling of failure that bothers us than the actual failure. So
absolutely. And what do they say? We regret more the things we didn't do than those things that we did do, or something like that.
That's it. That is
you
it.
You know the one I'm talking about. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Thank you for talking about the Manifest Anything Journal. Guys, you can grab your copy in pink or black, or maybe you want both. Perfect gifts for both people. Everyone needs both. We're going to be sat there with both. I'll make sure to leave the links in the show notes. Himi, can you just say the website again and your Instagram, so where people can find out more about you?
So the website is betterdaystudio.co.uk and Instagram is betterday.studio.
Amazing. I will make sure all that information is in the show notes so people can literally just click and go and find out about all of your amazing content.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
And thank you so much for having me. This has been, I'm going to check this off my mental manifestation list of things that I wanted to do.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.